St. Augustine said, he who sings prays twice. Since today we celebrate Ken Brown and 20 years of music making, we are actually celebrating over 40 years of music making. Ken, you seem to be holding up pretty well over there. Music is such an amazing gift, given from God. When you consider a service of evensong like we have tonight, you see hundreds of individual gifts that have come together to sing praise to God this evening. We have the voices of the choir. We have your voices in the congregation. We have the voices of the composers of the music, the writers of the poetry and of our prayers. And we have the music teachers that taught us to sing or to play an instrument, or the ones who taught us how to read music and understand rhythm, which the bass section still needs to work on. We have, in our combined experience, hundreds if not thousands of musical gifts on display tonight. Music is a gift that transcends time and is passed on through the generations. Now, I was taught from an early age that if God gives you a gift, like the ability to sing or to make music, you really must share that gift with others. And that is what Ken Brown has been doing here for the last 20 years. Ken has been sharing his gifts. His gifts as an organist, as a choir director, as a singer, which I got to sing with him a couple weeks ago, even as a composer. And he has been encouraging all of us to use our gifts too. Ken doesn't really like to be fussed over. His humility is also a wonderful part of what he gives to his work. So I promised him this homily would be short. But I want you to share words of praise and appreciation with Ken as we gather at the reception following this service in the Peabody Room. Remind him again and again of what a gift he is to us. So since we've all gathered here, I think it's appropriate that Ken recognizes how many people he has touched in his work here at the Peabody Room in the last 20 years. So if you have worked with Ken in any capacity as a singer or playing in a consort, in the children's choir, or you know, anywhere that you can imagine, I'd like you to stand. Wow, a fitting tribute. So I want you to remain standing, and I want all the rest of you to stand as well. For those of you who have been involved with Ken over the years, we're going to gather right after the service up here at the altar, at the altar platform, for group photos. So come up here right after the service. But in the final words of my homily tonight, I think we should all join in what is a terrific Trinitarian song of praise, a song of praise that we give to God for Ken and for the gift of music.
Praise God from whom all blessings.